Hi, this is Aristoy, coming at you with another AboveTopSecret.com podcast. Due to the tenseness of the podcast recently, I figured I would try to lighten the mood a little bit. The way I do that, or the way I'm trying to do that, is to bring you back to a happier time. I'll tell you my story about how I discovered Above Top Secret, and then hopefully others will follow with how they found it. Above Top Secret has become a pretty good part of my life. I spend a lot of hours reading the boards, not much time posting yet. I don't really want to seem unintelligent, and compared to some of these people, I am extremely unintelligent. So I take my time and try to really think about what I'm going to say before I say it, and if there's ever any doubt, then I don't say it. But that being said, on with my story. Hey, I had watched the movie Escape from L.A., and in the end scene, Snake Plissken ends up knocking the world back into the Dark Ages. I turned off the movie, and I sat there in a dark room, because I was watching it late at night while the wife and kids slept, and I just thought about that. You know, how fabulous would that be? Yeah, some of you may be thinking I'm crazy, and you may be a little bit right, but that would be the absolute great equalizer. The more I thought about it, the more I thought, gee, I wonder if that could really happen. And I had gone to my trusty old computer and fired it up and started doing some research. I knew that they had used EMP. From what I knew about electromagnetic pulse, it was generated with a nuclear explosion. So I'm like, well, gee, isn't there another way to generate EMP to do that non-destructively? And then I thought, wow, you know, wouldn't that make a fabulous story kind of go on from there? I am an amateur writer. So then I really dove into the research. Spent many, many hours looking at it from every different angle. And the conclusion I came up with was the way it was done in the movie was not possible. But that didn't mean that it wasn't possible at all, just not that particular way. So then I thought, well, in my story, you know, how can I make this work in my story? I thought, well, gee, what if people had little handheld units, EMP generators? So then I started looking around for plans for an EMP generator. And that's basically how I came across Above Top Secret. I couldn't tell you how long ago this was. I'm sure somewhere in my profile it would say how long ago or when I joined up. But if I remember correctly, it was quite some time ago. So anyway, that's how I found Above Top Secret. And, you know, I've been a lurker for a very, very long time. And didn't actually start becoming an active member until you came out with the podcast. Because podcasting is something that I had discovered and very much gotten into. So anyway, guys, let's hear how you discovered Above Top Secret and, you know, your little story behind it and how you feel about it. Let's just try to lighten the mood a little bit. And I'll have some fun with this. Anyway, this is Aristoy saying, see ya!